everybody. Happy Thursday. BJ Schwinghammer of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight coming at you again. Man, that Sugarhold song. Once again, guys, thank you so much for giving me such a badass intro. I appreciate it so much. I'll be thanking you from now until the end of the goddamn world. It's amazing. I love it. And speaking of new songs, did anybody catch any of the shows last week? Anybody go to a show? Yeah? No? Yeah? I did not. I didn't make it out to one. Boo! But what are you gonna do? I suppose it happens. Yeah, this episode is gonna be a little more straightforward because this time we actually have a full roster. So I don't have to do any, like, filler. Not that I mind doing filler. It's fun. And I think it kind of makes me look, you know, ooh. But, you know, not today. Alright. So let's get into it. Today, no fun at 7 p.m. Of course, no fun. Goddamn no fun. All the time with the stuff. All the time with the things and the goings-on and the people with the screaming and the singing and the yelling and the clapping and the ugh. I love them. Tonight at 7 p.m. we've got Activity, Great Mutations, and Supersonic Man. So that is going to be a hell of a show. Not that they have any bad shows, mind you. But if you're looking for something, a lot more, just if you're looking for some music that's got some weight, but, you know, still a nice, even-keeled chill kind of way about it, this is going to be a night for you. And I decided to go with Great Mutations. You know, they had a song that was just released on Tuesday, and you know I love new releases, especially just fresh off the press, so to speak. So once again, this song is from Great Mutations, and the song is Uh-Oh. Just released on Tuesday, so not quite an exclusive, but close, and it's an awesome song. Definitely one to replay and kind of check out more of. It reminds me of hanging out with some friends and just ripping bong hits and listening to music like this, so, you know, fond memories and all that. Alright, we're skipping over the 26th, and we're actually going to go right to the 27th, and this is Adirondack Punk Mafia. Now, there was a venue change for this show. It's going to be at 10 River Street in Queensbury at 7 p.m. now. And they are doing, they are featuring Bastard, 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 Death Cult Pharmaceutical, and Raziel's Tree. So that's a great lineup if you want some heavy punk. This is where you're going to go. And because the guys are awesome and the band is incredible, I'm doing Death Cult Pharmaceutical. And this is off the album Insane World from 2024. And the song is Rights. From Death Cult Pharmaceutical off their 2024 album Insane World. And isn't it though these days? Jesus, tap dancing Christ. Can we just stop for like a week? Let my brain catch up. No? Okay, let's move forward. And you know what? We don't usually do Sundays. We usually just do Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But this Sunday is going to be a great lineup. It's usually just one person playing, but on Sunday it's going to be two. So this is at Kitcha Vibe in Glens Falls. If you've never been, it is right near Davidson Brothers Brewing, and it's a place that nobody should miss. So it's, you know, a nice little, it's a small place, but also a big place, if that makes any sense. So you've got three rooms. One is like communal dining. The other one is where music plays, and you just got some nice couches and chairs, and you can relax. And the other room is very reminiscent of an old, like, 60s beanbag, chilling out, you know, listening to music, watching TV kind of room. It's amazing. The setup's amazing. The decor is amazing. So if you haven't made it to Kitcha Vibe yet in Glens Falls, do it. Absolutely. Because the food is all incredible, too. It's, you know, it's got, if you've got, you know, if you're into gluten-free, if you're into more vegan kind of stuff, there are a lot of options for that, too. But you can also get a great, like, bacon, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich and stuff like that, you know? So, anyways, enough about that. But, yeah, seriously, go there. At 11 a.m., you've got Lucas Garrett and TJ Foster. So, TJ Foster is, of course, the lead from a band called Eerie. So, Lucas is on first, then TJ, and I will be there. I will be there with the family. We're going to go. We're going to get some food. We're going to listen to some awesome music. And you'd be very foolish to not go if you have the time. So, that being said, I decided to go with TJ this time because Lucas Garrett, a.k.a. friggin' Batman. And if you don't get that reference, listen to my last podcast. What do you even do when not listening to it? Jesus Christ. I decided to go with TJ Foster, and we're going with, so off the album Suburban Tranquility, this is Little Heartbreak featuring Katie Gallagher.
Oh, we were in the golden hours of our youth. There never was a question of the beauty in you. Me, I was just a stupid boy, tangling my keys. You always left the light on, but it never bothered me. Yeah, I was in the right place at the wrong time. You whispered in my ear that we were gonna be alright. Walking through fields of dandelion fuzz, laughing about how it all looked just like a snowstorm. Had a little heartbreak, found a little love, swimming in the ocean, then drowned in a flood. I was on the high wire, just looking for a beam. Had a little heartbreak, but it never buried me. I still picture you as that red-faced girl, trying so hard to piss off the whole world.
I'd be staring at your username, waiting for your call. Nothing but the distance made it easier at all.
Yeah, I was in the right.
That was Little Heartbreak featuring Katie Gallagher, which is so awesome, and she's so talented, and it's awesome that she decided to hop on for this one. Off the album Suburban Tranquility, and you know, TJ, a lot of people don't know TJ has a decent amount of solo work, so go out and find it, you know, go out and find it. It's anywhere that you would get music, so go do it. And, alright, already, Jesus, it's going by quick. We are on to our segment with Our Band Show. And Our Band Show, of course, does some of the best work as far as music in the 518. They take some of your favorite bands or bands you've just you don't know yet. And they get them up on stage. They give them the rock star treatment. They put on an amazing show. But all right, so let's touch base with them and see what's going on this week. So guys, what is going on this week?
Thank you very much, BJ, and welcome in to our band show. This past Saturday, we went live with a female-led alternative indie rock band from the Hudson Valley, Wickham Falls. They love writing cool guitar riffs and songs about anxiety, parties, and asthma. This four-piece consists of the lead singer and guitarist, Brooke, Connor on bass, Nigel on guitar, and Joey on the drums. Their musical tastes range far and wide, including the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Beck, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Rage Against the Machine, Steely Dan, soundtracks from popular video games like Silent Hill 3 and Skate, Aerosmith, Jimi Hendrix, James Brown, and they told us much, much more. There's no shortage of sources to draw inspiration from with this group. During our interview with the drummer, Joey told us an original tale as old as time itself. When his bandmates asked him to join the band, there was little time to prepare. Nerves were through the roof, and the show was nothing short of amazing. Take a listen, as they recall it.
Joey, I don't want to leave you out of this. It seems like you're the newest member, but I definitely love your style. I think you're bringing a lot to these songs. You're making these little moments happen all over the set. So talk to me about your approach to bringing the drums to life for the Wickham Falls music we're hearing.
I don't know. I just kind of mess around. I hear a riff from Nigel, or they'll have a song that was a lot of songs that we play now since I'm pretty newly added to the band. I've kind of reworked a little bit, taking some inspiration from the last drummer. Some of my own inspiration from, I would say more into like the heavy side of music. And take some inspiration from like drummers in that genre, as well as some classic rock, some jazz. Hard to really name exact people, but yeah, I guess that's my approach. Getting back to what I'm trying to answer for you. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of like sit down and do something and figure it out. Sometimes it sounds incredibly bad, and like I guess this sounds pretty good.
It sounds really good. And I have two questions based off what you just said. So first, how much of the music that we're hearing was already there before you joined the band?
Basically, off of this set, not to spoil anything, but like, I'm pretty sure, hold on, I'm a little, yeah, I want to say like one song I've actually written. Two, yeah, I mean, we reworked and re-recorded the first song, actually.
Wow.
So that's going to come out soon.
Yeah, which is coming out soon.
It's you. Low down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I've been lobotomized. All right, my bad. Yeah.
Well, so. Let's... That's never been said on our show before, so thank you for creating very fun live moment. But no, in all seriousness, so what was that like for you, kind of redefining or adding your voice to songs that were already existing?
I just remember being, like, really stressed out when I first joined the band because we had a show coming up in like 2 weeks. So I had to listen and learn like a lot of songs and stuff.
That's a crunch time.
Yeah. I mean, I think our first show was pretty decent, I would say. I felt all right with the songs, but
It must have went pretty well because we asked you instantly after to say if you could join the band. So it must have went pretty
yeah.
That's normally an indicator, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a great show. And I appreciate the opportunity to like jam with these guys and write with them and do things and stuff, you know? Yeah.
Always great to have a friendly group of musicians in the studio giving us a preview of some of their upcoming music. There's no hiding it. We had an amazing episode with Wickham Falls. That's why we want to share, straight from the live stream, hot off the presses, their song, Fallout.
You fall in love with me if I behave just like you.
Another great performance in the books at our band show. You can check out the entire live stream now on the YouTube channel and keep an eye on our Instagram feed for when we post the mastered versions of all of these fantastic Wickham Falls songs, both at our band show. We hope you all turn out. Leave some likes, subscribes, follows, and anything else. Show the love and support for local musicians in a digital age. We all look forward to rocking out with you. BJ, let's get back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, man. I really appreciate it. Our band show, never anything to miss. You want to see everything they're doing because they pluck some of the best bands that you've ever seen or not seen out of the local scene and, you know, throw it up for you to watch. So they're on Facebook, they're on Instagram. And if you go to ourbandshow.com, you get to see what they've been doing, what they're up to, what they're going to be up to. And don't forget YouTube. Just go to Our Band Show on YouTube. Just pop it in there, and you can see all the work they've done already, which is amazing and in great quantity. And if you haven't checked it out, please absolutely do it, because you are doing yourself a disservice by not. And now it is on to Metroland Now's Hot Single of the Week. That is a list compiled by TJ Foster every month, once again from a band called Erie. And he's got great musical taste, and nobody can even say anything about that, because when you go on Metroland.com, they have a whole Hot Singles thing. If you go on there and see who's on there and the music he has, he's selected, you're going to love it. And this week, the Hot Single of the Week is Dan Carr and The Cure for Asthma. So this is off their August 25 album, Big Brain Watering Hole. And the song is, Love Isn't Always a Draw.
Have you ever had a dream that you could do so you you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
Like a bug squashed in. I made it paper thin. All the thorns and stingers aren't gonna touch my skin. I would cross a field sticker bush if you want me to. I could push. I could push through anything with you.
That was the hot single of the week from Metroland Now. That was Love Isn't Always a Draw from Dan Carr and The Cure for Asthma off the August 25 album Big Brain Watering Hole. It's a great song. It's very, it's fun, relaxing, and we all just kind of deserve to be relaxed these days. So this is a fun one to listen to. You can just bop around your day doing whatever you're doing. And this is this album's a great soundtrack for a day you just want to get along and have some fun, like, you know, while you're doing it. And Metroland Now, yeah, so, of course, Facebook, Instagram, themetroland.com, and if you've heard any of my previous podcasts, you know that there is just almost too much information, but not too much, just enough, borderline too much, and it's not just music, like, that's one aspect of so much going on. They do, you know, theater, they do all sorts of stuff. If you're into creatives and art and stuff like that, definitely check out themetroland.com. There's so much for you to get into there. And if you're looking to fill your week or weekend or just, you know, those days that you have off, go to metroland.com and check it out. There's so much for you. And don't forget physical copies of the Metroland. The Metroland is back, you know. It was around, then it was gone, and I was pissed, and now it's back, and I'm happy, because those physical copies of the Metroland just, A, they're great to just look into. They got, you know, great articles, great reviews of shows and albums. But it also gives you a nice insight into the business that you're walking into. Because you've got the mentor lane in there. They're taking that extra step to connect like-minded people in the creative communities. And I think that says a lot, you know. And if you can't find one, if you're sitting there going, Schwinghammer, damn it, I can't find the Metroland around where I live. Go to themetroland.com, go to contact, reach out to, just reach out and they'll let you know who's close to you. And if you're a business that's looking to carry the Metroland, you're like, you know what, Schwinghammer, I own a business and I want to connect people of creative like-mindedness and I'm going to go do that. Yep, just go down towards the bottom of the page in the Metroland.com, like the homepage. You know, you click, you just click here, it says here, click on here, fill out the form, and you'll start getting copies of the Metroland at your business, which is awesome and incredible and a very noble thing to do in this day and age. So, Jesus, anything else? Is there anything else? There's nothing else. That is it for me. Once again, everybody, thank you so much for listening. I have a ton of fun being able to show you just a little bit of what's going on as far as music and in the local area for the weekends. And I hope you appreciate the people that help put all this together. And I hope you appreciate Andy, because he produces this. And sometimes these episodes are all sorts of fucked up before he gets to them and makes them, you know, able to be listened to by your average human. And the artists, you know, the people that do the songs, the people that do the music, they are the superstars in all this, and I just like to remind people of that. So, that's it for me this week. I'll see you next week. And it's time to listen to Lonnie Eaton and Forensic Polaroids send me off for the week with another incredible song that was made for this podcast and for me. Which, Lonnie, thank you so much, man. Here we go. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. We all deserve it. And as usual, stay cool, 518. I'm going shotgun. Where's the party tonight? Let's take a ride with Schwinghammer driving. It's the weekend spotlight. Weekend Spotlight is a production of Unsigned 518 and part of the Metroland Now network of podcasts. Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight is produced by Andy Scullin and hosted by BJ Schwinghammer. Look for new episodes every week at themetroland.com and everywhere you stream podcasts.